We're now on item eight of the agenda.
So we have an update on the watch list. As you recall, we've taken this out of the consultant's report, at least on an interim basis, and it's coming from staff. So going into the quarter, we have three managers currently on watch: Nogales, PIMCO, and DBL. Nogales for performance, PIMCO and DBL for personnel changes. Staff recommendation is make no change on Nogales. Latest update there is that fund will be completely wound down within the next 10 months. On PIMCO, this was really predicated on Bill Gross leaving last September. You know, while everything is not necessarily hunky-dory in the bond world, PIMCO as an organization has been in a steady state. So we would recommend that on the personnel side, we go ahead and remove them. I think we're almost ready for this last quarter, and then we saw a change in the investment committee when PIMCO made the strategic decision to step away from their equity side of the business, which was small, and they're in, you know, organization in turmoil always needs to focus on its core strengths. So we saw that as a good prudent step, but I think we're in a position now where we haven't seen any further critical personnel changes, and we would recommend that they be removed from watch. DBL was on really on notification over a personnel change. It's been over a year now. We've seen no further changes. We recommend them coming off watch as well.
I'll move all those recommendations.
Dan. Second.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries.
And we're not recommending to add anybody to the watch list. For two reasons. One, most of the portfolio is in good position. Secondly, we're coming up to an asset allocation where we're going to have a lot of moving pieces anyways. Any issues will be dealt with there.
Okay.
Recording excerpted.